A message to church members. The only hope of our churches is to keep wide awake. Those who are well grounded in the truths of the Word, those who test everything by a thus saith the Lord, are safe. The Holy Spirit will guide those who prize the wisdom of God above the deceptive sophistries of satanic agencies. Let there be much praying, not in human lines, but under the inspiration and love of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. The families who believe the truth are to speak words of wisdom and intelligence, words that will come to them as the result of the searching of the Scriptures. Now is our time of test and trial. Now is the time when the members of every believing family must close their lips against speaking words of accusation concerning their brethren. Let them speak words that impart courage and strengthen the faith which works by love and purifies the soul. Christian fathers and mothers are now called upon to fulfill their duties in the home. They must try to advise their children unto eternal life. There were false prophets also among the people, says the Apostle Peter concerning the church anciently, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. The Lord is guarding His people against a repetition of the errors and mistakes of the past. There have always abounded false teachers, who advocating erroneous doctrines and unholy practices, and working upon false principles in a most specious, covert, deceptive manner, have endeavored to deceive, if possible, the very elect. They bind themselves up in their own fallacies. If they do not succeed, because their way becomes hedged by warnings from God, they will change somewhat the features of their work and the representations they have made, and bring out their plans again under a false showing. They refuse to confess, repent, and believe. Confessions may be made, but no real reformation takes place, and erroneous theories bring ruin upon unsuspecting souls, because these souls believe and rely upon the men advocating these theories.